From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States has joined other countries and the UN in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of a dozen parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish HDP, the country's third largest political party. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed 9 people, wounded more than 100 others near a police station in southeastern Turkey, where some of the lawmakers were being held. Heavy fighting has erupted between jihadists and Iraqi special forces in eastern Mosul as they continue their push deeper into the Islamic State stronghold, backed by U.S.-led airstrikes. Meantime, in Geneva, the U.N. Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights said Islamic State militants were conducting and continuing to forcibly transfer civilians to the city of Mosul as a shield for themselves. With less than 100 hours of campaigning left, polls show that the U.S. presidential race is tightening. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump out campaigning almost nonstop. And their surrogates are on the campaign trail as well. Clinton's supporter, President Obama, was in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I need you to vote. The country needs you to vote. And we need to finish what we started 8 years ago.
Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, spoke in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
I know why you're here. You share a love of your country with Donald Trump and a desire to change the system that benefits those at the tippy top and often leaves behind those who work hard and play by the rules and just want a fair opportunity, thank you, and a better future.
This is VOA News. Paris authorities have begun an operation to clear more than 3,000 migrants from a camp in the northeastern sector of the French capital. Operation to clear the sprawling tent camp happened peacefully. Officials gathered several hundred male migrants behind a police line in a part of the camp housing Afghans. This man was one of them.
We come from our country only to escape from the war, you know, to escape from fighting for this problem. So if we didn't have this problem, we will never come to this country.
The operation in Paris comes amid a major campaign last week to clear the so-called Calais Jungle migrant camp in the north, which it has for years, served as a jumping-off point for migrants attempting to stow away on trucks and trains bound across the English Channel for Britain. Some 6,000 people, most of them Afghans, Sudanese, and Eritreans, have been living in the Calais encampment in what has been described as squalid conditions as Europe struggles with its worst migration crisis since World War II. British intelligence services are warning of increasingly aggressive espionage tactics by Moscow. Kremlin denying those charges, but the British government is planning to spend more than $2 billion on cybersecurity and to recruit an extra 1,000 intelligence officers. That story now from Henry Ridgewell in London.
The $2.3 billion investment is aimed at countering emerging threats to national security. British Chancellor Philip Hammond said this week that key infrastructure like air traffic control systems and power networks could be targeted by what he called hostile foreign actors.
It is our duty to demonstrate that they cannot act with impunity. So we will not only defend ourselves in cyberspace, we will strike back in kind when we are attacked.
Hammond did not mention Russia by name, but writing in the Guardian newspaper the same day, the head of Britain's domestic intelligence service, known as MI5, accused Moscow of increasingly aggressive cyber attacks, espionage, propaganda, and subversion. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Massive demonstration in Jakarta against the governor turned violent when protests burned police cars and officers responded with tear gas and water cannon. Police say at least one person was killed. There are 7 others wounded in the violence. Tensions have been high across the capital, made worse by reports that Islamist State members in Syria had posted messages on social media calling for their followers to carry out attacks during the protest. Get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website, voanews.com, and as always, on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.